victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Thanksgiving Victory. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 15:57. Says, thanks be to God. Somebody say, thanks be to God. Say it again. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say that out loud, real loud. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say it again. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there a connection? Oh, there is. Go to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. This is one of my favorite verses. I have many. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says what? Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. The smell of victory. The smell, the fragrance of life. Glory to God. What does victory smell like? Yeah, somebody said sweet. That's right. What does defeat smell like? Stinks. I mean, no, defeat stinks. Losing stinks. Doesn't it? God did not call us to be losers. And we're not losers. The devil will try to convince you, you are a loser. Oh man, it's sad. He's convinced many, many Christians that they are losers. They might not readily just say it, but they believe it about themselves. Losers. But the truth is, he's the loser. He's not just a loser. He's the loser. Somebody say, why do you say that? Have you read the back of the book? Ain't nobody ever lost like him. He is the loser. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You are victorious in him. He always causes you to triumph. Even when you've had setbacks, you still win. I mean, if everything went wrong. If everything went wrong because of your ignorance or mistakes or failures or sins or whatever the case might be. You didn't get your healing. You didn't get your bills paid. You didn't avoid the accident. Whatever. And you died young, broke, and sick. You still win. Oh, come on now. You still, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Right? You still win. Glory to God. Now, if you learn how to live a life of real faith and follow Him, you can do a lot of winning down here. In fact, you can win again and again and again. He always calls you to triumph, but again, like we talked about during the offering, that's if you're being taught of Him and following Him and pursuing Him. Now, again, you see thanksgiving connected with the victory. thanksgiving connected with the triumph. And we went into detail last time talking about how it's not just thanksgiving after the victory. It's thanksgiving before. So many times people have thought, well, yeah, glory to God, we had a victory. Give God the praise and thanks. No, that's not all there is to thanksgiving. Giving God thanks before you see it is faith and connects you to the grace of God. I'm very excited about this tonight. You know, when you're excited about something, you have to kind of hold yourself. Don't let your smoke out of your bottle. You want to jump ahead to the other thing, but you got to pace yourself. You know, Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's going to be with the Lord now, he said they were in a place on a certain time, and famous evangelist was there in a big tent. And the first night, he couldn't get the people in there. And the second night, it was a little less. And by, night three or four, the crowd had just fourth of what it was. And he'd ask somebody, what happened over there? You mean they started out so strong? And the fellow preacher told him, well, Brother Hagin said he throwed all his marbles out the first night. Well, you don't want to do that and miss what you're supposed to be doing. But the Lord said something to me, I guess it was 25 years ago or so. And when I say that, I don't mean I heard an audible voice. I heard it inside me. And, sometimes people that bothers them, they say, the Lord told me. I never heard the Lord telling me anything. And all these people talking about the Lord told me. It bothers me, all these people claiming they're hearing from God. Another fellow heard that one time. He spoke up. He said, it's all these people that never hear from God that bother me. Just back up with this. Do we have record in the Bible of God speaking to people? Yes. And them hearing Him? Yes. In New Testament as well as Old? Yes. Is He the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes. Then why couldn't we hear from Him today? A big part of the thing is learning how He speaks. And of course, there's a lot of people that claim He said and He didn't say. So you do have that as well. But you just, I'm not telling you to believe everything I say just because I say it. Judge it. Judge it by the Scripture. Judge it by the Spirit you have on the inside. You and I got the same Spirit. Exactly the same. And if He said something to me, He's the same one that's in you. You'll have a witness about it. If you don't have a witness about it, just leave it alone. This is what He said to my heart. I wrote it down. It's etched in me. He, in a time of prayer, He spoke to me. He said, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from Me? Of course, He talks to you the way you understand. It would do Him no good to speak Italian to me. Or Latin. Would do Him no good to speak Hebrew to me. I understand Mississippi English, which is not entirely English. So, but the amazing thing is God speaks every language, and He says things to you in the way you understand it best, doesn't He? That's why sometimes people go, wow, does that sound like God? Well, He might say it differently to you. But He is able to cross all borders. And that's how I understood it. That He said to me, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from Me? Well, I didn't have to think about that one moment. I said, yes, yes, and please, yes. Yes, I want to know. And this is what He said to me. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And the reason I'm excited tonight is because I'm seeing I didn't have a clue what He meant by that 25 years ago. I learned a few things and I put a few things into practice, but I'm getting light now, 25 years later, on why He said it. And what it means. So many times things are too simple for us. They just, we think, oh yeah, that's good. Be thankful. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And Jesus warned us. He said, take heed how you hear. Didn't he? Take heed how you hear, because how you measure a thing and how you hear it is going to determine what you get out of it. And I'm excited because I am hearing it in a whole new way. I am seeing things I did never thought to see 25 years ago about this. And it's wonderful. We've always known Thanksgiving was important. We've always known that. You can just preach on Thanksgiving most any time, and if you do it long enough and in the right way, something will begin to stir in people, and sometimes they'll just erupt with Thanksgiving before the service is over. I've seen it numerous times. Why? Something's going on. This thing's bigger than we've known. It's more important than we've known. It's connected to things we haven't seen fully. And I'm believing that through these next parts of these series, our eyes are going to be enlightened to it. And we're going to put it into practice in a different way. Listen to that phrase, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Every one of those words are important. And anytime the Lord says something like that, if it's really Him, you can find it in the Word numerous places. He's just saying what He's already said in a different way. In a way that causes you to recognize it. And look at it. Understand it. Cultivate means it's not going to happen automatically. Cultivate means you got to do something. Cultivate means you got to go and break up the ground. You got to plant the seed. Cultivate. A lifestyle. Lifestyle is not just church night. Lifestyle is not just two or three times a week for 5 minutes. What's lifestyle? Night and day. 24/7. It's your life. A lifestyle of thanksgiving. Now go with me, please, to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He's asking them, who are they saying I am? They said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, are one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say you that I am? What do they say? Now he's saying, what do you say? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Pity Thyself, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1403B. That's R-1403B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.